This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, and welcome to ENN, everyone. Yes, it's nice to have the gang back together. Bear sitting right next to me. Bear, you ready? He's focused. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
In Game 7 of the 2016 World Series.
Oh.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
It's the best drop ever on the show.
It'll never get old, will it?
No.
No.
We will, but that will not.
It lives on. All right, guys, I don't know if you're aware, but there was a deal for Jamal Adams over the weekend.
Oh, no, sure. Tell us about it.
What?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Don. The Jets dealt Jamal Adams.
Why?
Well, there's so many reasons, Michael. I don't know how far you want me to go back. It might be too much right now for me to explain.
Is that right?
That's right. However, Jamal was traded to Seattle for a good haul, including 2 first-round picks, a replacement for him in the secondary, and all seemed well in the world. But my dear, dear friend, Le'Veon Bell, went on Twitter just after the deal was done and tweeted, "People do all the hooting and hollering to get you brought in just to leave. LOL, like people weird, yo. The internet got these dudes whatever for attention. Even when they tell you stuff, they don't believe themselves." Excuse me. Jamal Adams, at Prez, responded shortly thereafter. Noted, "See you week 14. And Le'Veon Bell responded again. Noted, "What? LOL that you lied? Please trust, that is noted." Then, "And if I'm supposed to take see you in week 14 as a threat, I don't. But it's still all love. And like I told you on the phone, I want the best for you. If this is the best for you, I want it for you, bro."
Now, I'm going to expose myself as the geek that I am. So his initial tweet, Le'Veon Bell, I'm reading it, and I had no idea what he was saying. And I had a text. The guys, I go, "Who's he ripping? The Jets, or is he ripping Jamal?"
And who was it that cleared it up for you, Michael?
What?
And who was it that cleared it up for you?
I think it was Peter.
That's right.
Did you understand right away who he was ripping?
Andrew,
I mean, there was
waited.
Nobody else.
Right.
Because he recruited
him. I understand what you're saying, Michael, because you got caught up, A, in the word people, and
right.
B, in to get you brought in. So maybe you're thinking about the
and
Jets.
Also the last part of it too, with the internet. I didn't understand what he was saying. I guess I'm just, I don't know.
Well, I don't think I understand that part completely either. What he's saying in terms of, you know, the clout chasing, if you will, or whatever it was he believes that was going on. I don't know exactly what he's referring to, but I do know he's saying, basically, you jumped up and down trying to get me to come here. You know, he's supposed to be one of the cornerstones of this team. Le'Veon has played one season as a Jet, and now Jamal is gone.
Now, there was no thirst trap involved, right? Because I see that a lot, too.
No, this does not involve a thirst trap, Michael.
What I don't understand.
Nor does it involve, you know, California work.
Right.
Or any of the other terminology that may be new for you.
I got to get hipper.
But I don't understand, if they spoke on the phone, why all this social media was even necessary.
Here's what I hate about social media.
Okay?
People put that stuff out there rather than just call, like people, like, they lose somebody in their family, I'm really sorry. I call that person up or I text them personally.
But Michael,
when you're putting it on social media, you're like doing it for the wrong reason.
But he said that they spoke on the phone.
Right. So why the social media?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, because I believe this was an intentional shot. He wanted this to be public. He was calling him out publicly here.
Then why speak publicly?
Why speak privately then?
Because when they spoke privately, it was before he left the team.
I didn't get that. I thought they spoke privately right after the trade.
No. I believe he is referring to the phone conversation that Le'Veon told me in my interview with him that he had had with him. So they had a conversation in which he said, I want like what's best for you, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, that wasn't the end of the Jamal Adams saga.
No, how could it be?
You know, he's off to a new team. He's obviously happy. Seattle, you're talking about a perennial playoff team.
Hey, great, Seattle.
That's right. Great head coach. Great quarterback, famed defense. But Jamal, oh, the 12th man.
Mm-hmm.
But Jamal had a complaint right away.
Really?
Oh, that's right. He tweeted, I love you guys already at Seahawks, but damn, y'all didn't have to put the kid on a 7 a.m. flight. Damn, LOL. Oh.
I'm kind of glad he's not here.
They don't even have like the TV like in the back of the seat.
Right.
You get a free movie.
Right.
All right? But you got to download the app.
Yeah. I still think it's way too much that Seattle paid. Now, obviously, they go out and win a Super Bowl. Nobody's going to care. Right? But if they don't win, and then they don't have the picks to try to get better offensively, because Russell Wilson had an amazing year last year, but I don't know. If they don't win right away, and then he's going to want to get paid, you know, $20 million a year, and they're not willing to do it, and then they're going to have to trade him or have a disgruntled player.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We all agree Joe Douglas has done a nice job here. Some crazy people have even said he's the best GM in New York. However, Bart Scott also feels strongly about Joe Douglas. Here's Bart earlier talking about his faith in Douglas.
I will bank my reputation on Joe Douglas. This is the beginning of the turnaround. You know, no longer are unqualified people at positions of power. You got a grown-up in Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas told Sam Darnold's mother that I'm going to protect your son. Can't do it this year because I just got on the job. I am going to protect your son. What did he do? So you got starters that are backups now. You got competition at every offensive lineman position, including left tackle. If Becton can't figure it out, you got Ndoga, who showed a lot of promise last year. So now so that's one promise that he's taken care of. He got him deep threat weapons. Whatever you want to say about Perryman, he didn't want to give Robbie Anderson that money because he thought the talent didn't warrant the salary. So he went and found an equal but reasonably cost replacement at the same price.
And also,
Bart and I
completely
simpatico.
Ripped off Dave Gettleman.
Yep. Don't forget
ripped
that
him
one.
Off. Don't forget that deal. He had no use for Leonard Williams, and now the Giants are stuck paying him $16.1 million, a guy who can't sack the quarterback.
They, much like what the Knicks did with Thibodeau, they got a football guy in there. Not a capologist, not, you know, they brought in a guy, he may not have been a former, you know, NFL player, but it was a guy that played offensive line, he's got a plan, did his work, right, with the Bears and the Eagles, and I feel good about it. Now, ultimately, time will tell. That's why I get so frustrated, so lazy to say, oh, the dysfunctional Jets, and they always pick poorly. Well, not this guy. Now, Gase had a little bit of a resume before he got here, so I can understand you being apprehensive about Gase. I am, too. But from Joe Douglas's standpoint, I feel really good about this guy.
Peter, is that a smiley face T-shirt you have on?
It is.
I love it. It's a blue
you
shirt
like this?
With a little smiley face, almost like where the polo pony is.
It's from a company called Chinatown Market. Do you want me to try to get you some stuff?
I think
yeah,
you can do
I really like that. I would wear
I have,
that
I have more
about.
Of them. I may wear another tomorrow just for you.
Yeah, I commuted back home during one of the breaks, and Nancy was watching the show, and she says, what's up with Peter? I said, what, is something wrong? I said, he looks so relaxed. He's laid back.
Yeah, you're
really
pretty
looks
much
comfortable
on the
air.
What are you doing?
Wait, she said that earlier today?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been on for a week. It had to be today.
I'm sitting on like one of my parents' like comfortable chairs down in their downstairs.
Oh, so you're in Maryland.
That's right. I'm still here in Maryland.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
What you're looking at right there, that wide shot, is of my parents' like downstairs TV room.
You know why I should have figured it out? Because the wide shot shows this really overflowing bookshelf. And I said, there's no way Peter, who can't get through a comic book, has ever read all those books.
Yeah, that's my dad's.
That does not look like someplace that Peter Rosenberg would dwell.
No. And if you look at the top shelf,
that's partially false.
No, because that shot,
you see the McGovern autobiography up there?
You see that, and you see the commemorative plates. Peter does not strike me as a commemorative plate guy.
McGovern, unless it's a Democrat WWE plate. For the people.
I don't think WWE has commemorative plates.
Yeah, they just break them, though, when no one's looking like those chairs.
You don't know what they have.
Maybe a commemorative folding chair or something. But.
I will say this. I'm not as into the commemorative plate as my parents are. Looking around, I'm not even kidding. You see stuff behind me. In front of me, I see at least another two commemorative plates.
Well, really?
And right above your head, is that a menorah?
Oh, yeah.
And also, did your mom knit that big... a blanket to your left?
This one right here?
Yeah.
Mom! Hey, Mom! Mom, Michael wants you to make an appearance on the show. Is this blanket down here, the pink and purple one, was this knitted?
Oh, this is so exciting.
Crocheted by who? It was by a family member, but not my mom. It was someone's crochet work. Mom!
You get a chance. Just grab one of the books. I just want to see. Aren't you curious, Michael, like one of the books, like what it is? Geology. Why it's important.
Ricky Pietro said there's dumbbells on the shelf, so you know it's no chance it's his apartment.
Really?
Say anything, Pietro!
Hold on. We're going to do some
dumbbells.
Oh, yeah, there are dumbbells here. That's for sure. Are you watching what's happening here?
Sure.
No. You're okay, Mom. My mom thinks I'm still talking to her. All right,
Mom!
Let's take a look at the books
over here.
Ask if
she's got meatloaf.
All right, here's some books. I'm going to take a look at the shelf here with the audience. This has never been done in the history of...
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Now, Peter, for those that are listening on radio, is spinning the camera around, and he's going to give us a tour of the basement of the Rosenberg Palace.
Are you able to see some of these books?
I'm a little behind because I got DirecTV, and it's an issue.
That's all right.
Now, is this a house that's usually
1920, FDR, a lot of FDR stuff.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
America in the 20th century? In the 20s. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, obsessed with FDR.
Well, there's a lot of
these books.
There's a lot of presidents of all sorts. Here's a lot of theater.
Wait a second. Is that a Nixon bobblehead?
That is a Nixon bobblehead.
Why would they have a Nixon bobblehead? They don't like Nixon.
How dare you? My dad doesn't show his hand politically.
But he's also got
a
Teddy Roosevelt stuffed doll. My God.
I want to go there so badly.
You want to do a tour here, don't you?
Oh, my God. Look at the menorah. Two menorahs.
This is so exciting.
Between Teddy Roosevelt and FDR, you got all the Roosevelts.
Oh, how about that? By the way, I just got to the Nixon shelf.
There's a Nixon shelf?
There's a bunch of Nixon books here, yeah.
Is that an ironic shelf?
It's not ironic.
No, it's
It's a man who loves history of all kinds.
You keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Oh, wait, there's a couple of Nixon books. Wow.
Yeah, you're surprised, aren't you?
Oh my!
I'm shocked,
Peter. How did you get into sports and not like politics?
He really didn't. Have you listened to him?
See, you know what? That's the thing that's unnecessary. Because I'm doing my best here, and I'm letting you inside my soul, inside my home.
Wait, what's that poster? Rabbi Khan? What is that?
Which one?
The yellow and black one.
No, Rabbi Khan, it's Raekwon. It's a poster of me. It's a thing that I hosted.
All the presidents at the pool table? That's a great painting. What a great room. This is a very interesting room.
See, other people have dogs playing poker, not the Rosenbergs.
No, it's all... Now, I will say, I believe it's all Democrats there in that picture, though. I don't know if that's any sort of insight of some sort.
So they
of
only take shots on the left of the pool table.
I really love that you just saw the Raekwon poster and said, "Who's Rabbi Khan?" Is really that was something spectacular. All right,
that was quite the tour.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Roger Goodell, this is why you have to have the Yes Network. You have to listen every day, but you have to have the Yes Network as well. You just get so much. So Roger Goodell wrote a letter today, a beautiful letter, and he said, "This week, training camps across the country are starting, and before we know it, the NFL season will be here. This is always the most optimistic time of the year for our fans and for all 32 teams. In a year that has been extraordinarily difficult for our country and the world, we hope the energy of this moment will provide some much-needed optimism." He goes on, and a few paragraphs later says, "The NFL in 2020 will not look like other years. Players and coaches will be tested for the virus regularly, including every day for a while. Preseason games have been canceled. Everyone in the team environment must follow rigorous health and safety protocols to keep themselves and each other safe. When there is a positive test, strict regulations will be enforced to isolate and care for that individual and to contain the virus before it spreads. Even the sideline will look different, and state and local health guidelines will help determine whether fans will attend the games. These adjustments are necessary to reduce the risk for everyone involved." He goes on to thank the collaboration of the players and the teams, talks about adaptability and flexibility, and at the end, of course, says, "Now let's play football." Roger Goodell. There you have it. Sounds good.
I still remember the doctor that we had on. He just said there was no chance. But
his name's Fauci, I believe.
No, there's another doctor.
I'm just kidding.
No, the guy from Jersey.
Yeah.
I think they'll play, but I think that has more danger than any other sport. I mean, well, just think about what they're doing. Cold weather. They're breathing so heavy on each other. Snot is flying out of their nose. I mean, how are you not transferring the virus?
Yeah, because I guess it's logical that it's not going to be the same with baseball. But in the contact sports, yeah, it's going to be tough. And what is their protocol for if something happens in the NFL the way it happened today with the Marlins? If you get, 10 or 15 players test positive, because it could be more, right? Because what is there? How many? Like 30 players on a roster right now? Because they expanded the rosters.
30.
And there's 11 players.
In 2 weeks, it'll be 28.
So what if you have 20 players test positive for the Giants? All right, they can't play their game against the Washington team. When do you make that game up? And Peter suggested, well, then you just tack it on at the end of the season. But how many are you going to have to tack on?
The end of the
baseball,
season
you just make them up.
Baseball too. Like, what happens if it's the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series? Oh, it's a beautiful day at Chavez Ravine, but 25 Dodgers have tested positive. Well, what are you doing?
Well, what
do you do at that point? Do you delay the World Series? Do you have the Dodgers play their alternate site players in the World Series? Are you getting a true champion then?
I really think that this should wake them up to right now if Manfred and Clark are smart, right now should be preparing to play the postseason in a bubble. Even if they never have to use it, just right now making phone calls, where could we do it so that if we have the World Series, we can at least play the World Series the way the NBA and the NHL are playing. And then we can test, and then you could maybe do it in a dome, Michael, where it's like, we're not going to play the World Series right away. We're going to wait a week. We're going to have everybody tested. And so then when they go inside that bubble for the possibility of, because you don't have days off then if they play in the same place, and they can, for the next 7 days, they're going to be sequestered in a hotel and in that place, and they'll play. Isn't that the better way to do it so you don't run into having to maybe delay the World Series, like the 89 World Series with the earthquake, 9, 10 days? Or 2 weeks? They should be preparing for a bubble for the postseason. All right, I'll give them a break. They couldn't do it in time for the regular season. But you got 2 months here. If not the actual playoffs, at least the World Series. Find a place. Neutral site. Dome. In an area that hopefully hasn't been harmed by the virus.
You know what else I was thinking over the weekend as I watched the games? You could have been playing baseball now for 2 months. Easily. What's different from now from two, and if anything, the virus is worse.
It's gotten worse in the most of the places where it's being played.
If you had come to an agreement right away, boom, you could have had a 120-game season. Now, I guess the owners wouldn't have wanted that because there would have been no fans, and yeah, then the losses would have been greater, but there's no reason it had to be a 60-game season if this is the way you did it. You could have done it before that.
What, you know what they should do now that I'm thinking about it, Michael? The NHL season is going to end right around the time that the playoffs are going to start, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you just give the NHL or the city of Toronto a bunch of money and just have the infrastructure in place that when the NHL's over, play the World Series in Toronto? You already got
Toronto
the
didn't even want the Blue Jays playing there, so I don't think they would allow it.
No, because but I'm saying they would allow it. If you give it some time for players to get tested, and they can go right into the bubble that the NHL is going to leave behind when their season is over.
But the rule is that you have to wait 14 days. So if you do that, I mean, baseball teams, I mean, they get shot 14 days shut down. What do the pitchers do?
But, Michael, the Rangers left yesterday to go to Toronto.
Right.
And, you know, and they're not going to have to sit 14 days. They waived it for the NHL players because they were going into a bubble. So I'm sure Canada would waive it for the MLB players for the World Series if they went into a bubble. So
and
you got
a
it
hotel
all there.
Connected directly to Rogers Center.
All the hotels are in place. I mean, I don't know if they've got it connected to, but it's not that far. They can probably put over
the
next
couple.
They have
a hotel that's connected to Rogers Center.
Yeah. So I really don't see why you could not. They should be. Maybe they are trying to find a place where they can maybe play the postseason in the World Series so we don't run into that situation where you're about to play Game 7 and a bunch of players get sick and you can't play the Game 7. So,
and I think players would be much more amenable to a hermit-style lifestyle for like a week and a half rather than 2 months.
Well, and it's a week and a half of I'm in the World Series. I'm playing for a championship, not 3 months of I'm just stuck for 3 months and have no shot of winning anything.
And you just talked about Toronto. So the Blue Jays will play their first scheduled homestand, the 29th through the 2nd, in a couple days, on the road in Washington and Philadelphia. They gave that statement just earlier because there are modifications that need to be made in Buffalo where they're supposed to play their home games.
They need lighting, too, for television. They need better lighting.
You telling me that the Buffalo Bisons AAA team doesn't have the standard issue MLB accommodations?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's supposedly a beautiful AAA facility, but in terms of the broadcast quality and the lighting that you need for Major League Baseball television, I guess they don't have it. Yeah.
So a couple other baseball notes from the weekend. Justin Verlander has an elbow strain and is, quote, hopeful to return this season.
Houston Chronicle says he's done for the year. He denied
He tweeted
it.
That's not accurate. It's a forearm strain.
Whenever you hear forearm strain, let's play dot. The forearm's connected to the elbow, so that's that ligament. That's what worries everybody. And then you worry, have we seen the last of him? Because at the age of 36, 37, I'm getting ahead of myself. Would he want to repair that? I don't know. So you hope that rest cures it. And boy, what a blow for the Astros that is.
Well, they're going to give it a couple weeks, according to Dusty Baker, and reevaluate. Also, guys, not the dreamy return to the mound for Shohei Ohtani.
Nope.
Ooh.
He failed to record an out. It was his first time pitching in nearly 2 years. He walked three batters and then gave up three singles and exited his 2020 debut with a 4-0 deficit at Oakland Coliseum.
And that means he has an ERA of infinity, because unless you get an out, you can't calculate an ERA. So he's got the 8 on its side.
He averaged 93 miles an hour on a fastball that, of course, he was regarded, Michael, when he came here, as having a triple-digit fastball. Couldn't get it above 93.
This is going to be troubling for pitchers, I'm telling you. We see with Kluber, he tore a muscle in the back of his shoulder. He's out a month, so that's half the season. Verlander. So Ohtani didn't pitch well. And caught up in everything over the weekend, you know, Paxton was averaging 91.7 miles an hour on his four-seam fastball. That's 4 miles per hour less than it was last year at 95.7, and there's really no excuse for it. You're not feeling, you know, in sync or whatever. I think that 3 weeks is not enough to get pitchers ready to pitch. It's just not. That's why spring training is 6 weeks long. Not for the hitters, for the pitchers.
In Giants land, NFL, the New York football Giants, that is, they released Aldrich Rosas finally.
Oh, sure.
According to Jordan Ronan. He was charged earlier this month with three misdemeanors stemming from a June 15th hit-and-run accident.
He gone.
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
He
was driving while suspended.
Even we don't know what it was, if he was drunk or whatever. He was going 100 miles an hour, hit somebody, and then left the car running in bare feet. So you got to go.
You're not the kind of guy I want on my team.
It's like an episode of Cops, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which they don't have anymore.
Gone. Also in Giants.
But they do have Paw Patrol, by the way. That was fake news.
Of course that was fake news. I mean, give me a break, really.
Also in Giants crime news.
You're talking to two dads with young kids. There's Paw Patrol, baby.
It's not going anywhere. In other Giants crime news, DeAndre Baker is still facing charges because of that bizarre armed robbery situation. He's been charged with 4 counts of armed robbery with a firearm and 4 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. Quentin Dunbar of the Seahawks still facing charges as well, and they're now both on the commissioner's exempt list. So that's
the
your
whole
Giants.
Baker thing is very curious. So
bizarre.
His lawyer said, well, he's scot-free. We've got people that have recanted their statements, and then there was a story a couple of weeks ago that the people that recanted their statements were paid to recant their statements, and then they admitted that they were paid to recant their statements. So now the lawyers continue to say that, you know, they were probably paid to recant their recanting. Oh my goodness.
So like, to the point where the people truth. That are there are like, I really don't remember what happened. I've been asked to lie so many times.
Lied so many directions. Now,
what happened?
I want to close with some actual just good sports news.
Love it.
The NHL has now administered 4,256 COVID-19 tests to more than 800 players. And during that time, there are zero positive tests as they enter phase 4. And the NHL's return. NHL looking good right now, Don.
And the phase 4 is in the bubble. Everybody is reported. So everybody's tested negative. And I got a tour virtually today on Zoom of Edmonton where it's all like fenced off. So you can go from your hotel right to the arena. There's checkpoints like it seems like every 100 yards that you got to go through where you get checked. And then you get your tests every day.
Now, Michael, a lot of people don't know this. Phase 5, Michael, includes Don being sworn in as an actually naturalized Canadian citizen.
And I don't know why.
Phase 6, Don becomes the commissioner of the NHL.
I would love being Canadian.
Maybe I shouldn't talk out of school, but so Don, tell Peter you're doing the national game, right?
Yes, on Saturday, Blackhawks Oilers
on Westwood One.
On Westwood One,
I already tweeted about it.
That's not for me to say.
Don actually asked as part of the compensation, because he's so excited that hockey's coming back, if he can do the game nude.
Wow.
I do not connect nudity to sports. I don't.
Nude Don LaGreca here.
Do you connect nudity with happiness?
Well, only because I don't know if this happened with your kids, but we've been getting the kids in the pool because it's 100 degrees. And so I got to get their swimmies on and their swim diapers on. So that instant where they're naked, they just take off and run. Like they think being naked is the greatest thing in the world.
So in that sense,
are you still wearing swim diapers, Don, when you go in the pool?
It's a great question.
Not this summer.
And Don, how did it work with the cooking oil on your chest when you're out by the pool?
Yeah, I heard that a little bit. That didn't happen. That's fake news as well. Don't spend a lot of time in the sun.
Listen to that chest.
You don't spend a lot of time in the sun. Your face looks like a goal was just scored.
Right now?
Yeah, it's red.
I have no sunburn. I hide from the sun. I don't want to be in any kind of pain.
That might be a drop. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday evening.
Really good one.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Don got on his phone. He checked out on me. That doesn't happen often.
Yeah, I think
I'm just putting out some fires. Otherwise, everything's good.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm
sorry. They're still holding out whether or not they will let him broadcast nude from a remote site.
Everyone knows nude LaGreca, the best LaGreca.
But why? He associates like my love of sports with sex. And I don't
understand yours, how all
one has anything to do with the other.
Hold on. There's not one person on this show who he hasn't asked us. You know, the Washington football team's on Monday Night Football tonight. Peter, will you be watching in the nude? I mean, it's a regular. RJ, 49ers playoff game this weekend. You going to be nude?
It's like the whole world is 2 plus 2 is 4. To Michael, 2 plus 2 is like a 1,000. I don't understand. Nobody thinks this way except you.
He's a unique character.
I'm the only one. Because I know that hockey, in its purest form, is a form of arousal for you. That's all I'm saying.
It's not.
You get excited when you watch hockey.
Is there anything, food, sports, anything for what arousal is the purpose for, arouse you? The answer's no. You get aroused for things that are supposed to arouse you. Sports, food, a nice sunset. Those aren't one of the things.
Now, I do know people where food can make people close.
People that you try to extract from your life, right?
Well, it depends on the person.
Peter, before we break, did you in fact see the movie that I told you to see?
I still have not
Palm
seen
Springs.
It. Still have
did
not
you
seen
read
it.
The book that I sent you?
I still have not read the book.
Oh, my. You know, don't ask me for anything.
I'm going to finish the book.
You had a whole week to finish it. You would have loved it.
Wait, did I miss the time?
Yeah, it's over now.
No, I'm still going to read it.
No, because the electronic sending, you only have the book for a week, and then it disintegrates into air.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, watch.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.